the microphone checker, they better respect it. You came up from nothing to something. Your vision, your mission, they listen. You give them perspective and they pay attention. Opinion rebuttal don't offer. I'm mentally filling up all of your coffers. I say what I mean and I mean what I say, because in this lane Derek's the right of way. Cruising and gripping the curb. Realness is finally served. Arguments don't get deferred. Derek Lane has the last word. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I am Derek Lane, and I want to welcome you all to episode number 55 of the Last Word Podcast. Big ups to all of my day one listeners, and what's good to all of my new listeners who are making this day one. On this show, we elevate and excel. Mediocrity is not a trait of the winner's circle. If you are looking for mediocre, then hey, guess what? This podcast is not for you. I started this podcast to be an aid to everyone who is out there on the grind and trying to push their dreams to the next level. My podcast is a case study on building something from nothing. The ins, the outs, the ups, the downs. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. I am a huge fan of Steve Harvey. Matter of fact, my podcast is modeled after the first 10 minutes of his radio show where he gives inspiration and motivation to all his listeners. I am an avid listener of that segment and I tune in daily. But this past week, I heard one of his motivational segments and I couldn't have been more heartbroken. I couldn't have been more let down. Steve was talking about letting go of who you were to get to where you want to be. And I agree with that all day, every day. But the example he used was so disappointing. Steve was talking about some young dude who was on his team or works near him, but has dreads. Steve questioned, "What's going on with your hair? Why do you have that hair?" And even said, "I am in the role of an employer, and I imagine you sitting at the table discussing business with us in a suit, but all I can see is your dreads." Uncle Steve, what? You quote the Bible all day, every day. Surely you know the story of Samson and how his hair was the source of his strength. Beyond that, let's take it a step further. This past week, we saw how much hair means to members of our community. Let's take it a step further. Beyond that, who are we trying to be palatable to? And before we go further, I am a black male with my hair twisted up and I work in an exclusive industry. There is not many of us, let alone people of color. And my hair is not what got me in the door. And my hair is not what keeps me in the door. I am educated. I have 2 degrees and I'm toying with the idea of pursuing my PhD. None of my prerequisites include my hairstyle. Now back to who are we trying to be palatable to? I usually curse in my show, but I am tangentially addressing Uncle Steve. I say Uncle Steve because I respect the hell out of that man. But who are we putting on for? White people? A low-cut Caesar, a bald fade, or whatever low hairstyle deemed as clean-cut is not some magic token to acceptance. Matter of fact, the hell with acceptance. If your appearance supersedes your qualifications to a group of people, then that is not your tribe. I understand having to grow and change, and that is Uncle Steve's overarching message. But family, you don't have to switch up who you are to get whatever crumbs are dished out. I am all about everyone in the winner's circle being authentically themselves, leveling up by evolving, but not selling out. If you have to sell out, then the cost of admission will always be more than what you can afford. I repeat, if you have to sell out, then the cost of admission will always be more than what you can afford. Time out. Before this gets misconstrued, I am not saying Steve Harvey is a sellout. I am saying we are in a different time these days. I am saying that the people who are grinding actually have the power and you don't have to change up shit to be accepted. Matter of fact, you don't need the acceptance. You are qualified. The power is within you. I know India Irie had the song, "I am not my hair," but believe me, I am my hair. I am proud of my nappy roots. I am proud of my fleecy locks that Dr. King referenced. I am proud of the hair that only my people with my texture can grow. I love me. And I want all of you to know you can attain high heights without having to flake on yourself. Once again, I know what Steve Harvey was trying to say, but he missed the mark with that example. You do have to change. You do have to evolve. And Steve loves using the Bible. So there is a time where you have to put away with childish things, but never play yourself to play the game. And I'm going to wrap up the episode right there because, once again, I love Steve Harvey and I don't want this to perceive as hate for him. That man is someone who has given me the power and who has given me the direction to do what I do on a weekly basis with my podcast. But me and my hair is a sensitive topic, and being authentic is what I am all about. If you have to change yourself for the audience, guess what, fam? You are performing for the wrong crowd. I am your host, Derek Lane, and this was The Last Word. In addition to being yourself, you know what it is. Go be great.